Welcome to this course on the Rules of Behaviour and Emergency Management for the Airport. The course consists of four sections. In this section, we'll learn the rules of behaviour for the airport. We'll look specifically at rules of behaviour for pedestrians, risks with aviation engines, noise risks, and the general rules of behaviour to be observed. Let's get started. Before introducing the rules of behaviour that must be observed at the airport, it's a good idea to provide some specific definitions. Let's start by taking a look at the airport operations areas. The term airport grounds means the land enclosed by the external airport fencing, on which the airport stands. It's divided into two specific areas: landside, also called groundside, and airside. The landside is the area characterised by everything related to passenger services, up to the airport security checkpoint. Landside includes all passenger equipment, structures and services, in particular, the airport access system, roads and railway, car parks and terminals. Access to landside is regulated by specific regulations. Now let's take a look at the airside. This area is characterised by everything required to move the aircraft. Airside includes the equipment and services used to move the aircraft: runways, taxiways, aprons, ENAV air traffic control tower, and all the other infrastructures required to service the aircraft. Only authorised personnel have access to the airside. They must have a valid airport entry badge, TIA, with coloured strips and letters that identify which areas the person is authorised to gain access to. Now let's take a look at the rules of behaviour to be followed airside by pedestrians. To guarantee the visibility of pedestrians on foot airside, whenever foot traffic is allowed, it is obligatory to always wear high visibility clothing. Furthermore, it is obligatory to follow the instructions given by your employer on the requirement to wear suitable personal protective equipment. Only personnel with an airport driving certificate for operating airside, ADC A or M, are authorised to drive vehicles or equipment airside. Always use the footpaths marked by horizontal and/or vertical signs, and take the greatest care with manoeuvring equipment. Always remember, do not stand behind vehicles that are parked or manoeuvring, in the loading and unloading areas along the footpaths while loads are being handled by others, underhanging loads or near elevated platforms when people are working. Furthermore, remember that pedestrians are only allowed to walk on the footpaths marked by the horizontal signs. Do not walk in the movement area except on specifically identified pavements and footpaths, which are usually next to the terminals and technical areas. All operators must pay the greatest attention to moving vehicles and equipment when on foot. No smoking airside or in the airport. There are smoking points for smokers, clearly identified by signs. All operators must observe this prohibition, also when in their own vehicles. Let's see why there is this prohibition airside, also outdoors. Aviation fuel is highly volatile, and fumes in the air can reach such concentrations that nearby naked flame or trigger can start a fire. Now let's look at another term, FOD. FOD stands for foreign object damage or debris. Any objects and waste left unattended airside are considered FOD, as these objects can be sucked into a jet engine, damaging both the engine and other parts of the aircraft. Abandoning any objects of any size airside is strictly prohibited, as is contaminating the surfaces of the movement area with mud or earth, etc. In the following pages, we'll explain what sort of damage can be caused by FOD. An object left in the movement areas can damage the fuselage or the control surfaces of the aircraft. Furthermore, FOD can get stuck in a tyre on the landing gear, damaging the tyre which will have to be changed. FOD can also be sucked into a jet engine, seriously damaging it. If there is any doubt that an object may have been sucked into an engine, it will have to be checked by technicians who must put it through the relevant tests.